Your host, Ben Korn.
Why? Because his name is Ben Paulson.
Ben Paulson with the best mustache in baseball.
And Chris Welter.
And I think you should pick him up in your leagues, if nothing else, just so you have that mustache on your team.
And now, it's time for Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
And I will always love Nick Amen.
That's Celine Korn, ladies and gentlemen. Celine Korn.
Is that Whitney Houston or is that Celine?
Whoops. Yeah. I don't know.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, live in person, Boston, Massachusetts. Ben Korn with me today is Chris Welter.
And not live, though. You always say live. We're not really live.
I feel pretty live.
I mean, we're live. Yeah. But when people listen to it, it's not live at all.
Interesting.
Yes!
We'll have to talk after about how a podcast works.
Sure. Okay. That sounds good. Break it down for me.
So, I don't know what you guys went up to this week, but we have been busy monitoring Eduardo Rodriguez down in the minors and now in the majors.
Yeah, he looks hot. He's very impressive.
So we'll give you a little update on old Eduardo, and we'll give you a player profile on Eduardo Rodriguez.
Very nice, very nice. We also got a deep dive on your boy Josh Donaldson coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of made me a couple bucks this week in my daily fantasy sports.
He's playing like an MVP, but we'll tell you why and how he's playing like an MVP.
You know who else I'm liking this week? Nick Ahmed.
I just want to change the subject.
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
But no, I can't argue because he actually is very fantasy relevant the past 2 weeks.
Austin Jackson's back on the Mariners. Is that fantasy relevant?
No. You mean he's back from the DL? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
No, he's not very good. I'd actually take Nick Ahmed over Austin Jackson right now.
Alex Guerrero? Is he becoming fantasy relevant due to this trade of Juan Uribe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can talk about that more in the news if you want, but they made that trade for a reason. I think Juan Uribe cried when he got traded, actually.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that? He was very sad.
I would be sad if I was leaving the Dodgers. We've got quite the show for you, so please hang tight. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some hitters. We're going to talk about some guys that are doing well and whether or not they'll keep it going as we dive into the mind of our friend here, Chris Welter, as he breaks it down for us. And then, of course, you know, I'll give you some inside scoop on some subtle tricks. Like, I don't know if you heard about this one, Chris, but when you're playing daily fantasy sports, just play the second hitter on the batting order.
That's what you do?
That's all I do, and I've been rolling cash. I have no work.
Really? How much money have you won exactly?
I'm talking about at least $2.
Wow, that's going to change everybody's life.
So if you want to win $2, play the second hitter in whatever lineup. You pick which second hitter you like. Personally, Josh Donaldson is my favorite second hitter.
Wow, okay, sure.
That's helped me win some dollars.
Sure, okay. Big tip, guys. Play the MVP. You'll win.
Jimmy Paredes used to be the second hitter. Now it's Travis Snyder. Who's playing better right now? Travis Snyder is.
Oh. Because Paredes has an extremely high BABIP. I was just looking at the other day. He's the second highest BABIP in the league. So that's a fluke.
So you're saying I should drop my boy Paredes?
Yeah. Well, no, ride him for now, but eventually drop him soon.
Yeah. So are you intrigued? I'm intrigued about this show.
I'm ready.
Let's get it started with the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
This is the news with myself, Chris Welter, but now Benny Korn joins me.
Thank you.
It can only get more fun.
The Athletics.
Scott Kazmir has left shoulder tightness, but an MRI revealed no structural damage, and he will resume throwing today. Ben Zobrist was activated Monday from the DL.
The Astros.
Scott Feldman is headed to the 15-day DL with meniscus in his right knee. Luckily, not a huge important player for the Astros.
The Brewers.
Willie Peralta was placed on the 15-day DL with a left ribcage strain, backdated to May 23rd. Jonathan Lucroy returns this week. Gene Segura also was activated on Friday.
Big news for the Brew Crew.
Yeah, a bunch of their hitters coming back.
The Blue Jays.
Activated Jose Reyes on Monday. He's been hitting leadoff all this week. Devin Travis does return this week. And Dianer Navarro returns this week. Navarro, not a huge fantasy player as they've got Russell Martin as their catcher, and he's playing very well. But Chris, this kind of makes it a little interesting in the front of the Blue Jays lineup, because when Devin Travis was hitting the best, he was hitting leadoff because Jose Reyes went down. What do they do now with both Jose Reyes and Devin Travis active?
Yeah, both the Brewers and the Blue Jays have a lot of their major hitters coming back here. But I got to say, is if I'm a Devin Travis owner, I'm a little worried. I'm a little scared here because I don't see how you take Josh Donaldson out of that two-hole. You got to have Jose Reyes leading off, and they would either have Jose Reyes plug into that second spot or Devin Travis. I think Devin Travis is going to get bumped down to the bottom of the order here.
I own Devin Travis, so I'm not very happy about that.
Yeah. Well,
so I hope you're wrong.
I have a small piece of good news for you. It's a Chris Walter guarantee. Jose Reyes will be injured within 2 weeks, and then Devin Travis will get plugged right back up in the top.
Wow, the Chris Walter guarantee.
The Diamondbacks.
They call him Big Tuff. Tuffy Goosewitch was placed on the 15-day DL and likely has a torn ACL. Jake Lamb should be back this week.
The Seattle Mariners.
James Paxton was finally pitching well and such, gets placed on the 15-day DL with a strained tendon of the middle finger. They activated Austin Jackson on Tuesday. He has begun hitting leadoff for them. Robinson Cano is listed as day-to-day with illness. Hopefully you can get better, Robinson Cano.
The Mets.
Travis d'Arnaud and Dylan G should return this week. It's unclear if Dylan G will be in the rotation.
Ooh.
The Nationals.
Steven Strasburg. What else is new? But he's got neck muscle tightness. The chiropractor not getting the job done. He's listed as day-to-day, and Anthony Rendon could be back as early as this week.
Chiropractors suck.
Ooh, the Dodgers.
They traded Juan Uribe to the Braves for Alberto Callaspo. What does this mean for Alex Guerrero?
Let me tell you, it doesn't mean as much as everybody wants it to mean. I don't think that Alex Guerrero is the guy for the Dodgers, even though he hits the bombs. We all like the bombs.
See, that's interesting. I disagree. I think they made this move to get Guerrero into the lineup more. I know you want to talk about Justin Turner, and he's
been
playing
well. I like Justin Turner, and I don't want to have to tell you this, Chris, because he's not a very exciting player, but the manager of the Dodgers likes Justin Turner. So he's going to get some playing time. And you know who that's going to cut into? Alex Guerrero.
I think they might each see some time. The major problem will come when Hector Olivera, a Cuban infielder, finally joins the team, which should happen here in a couple weeks.
So it's going to get a little too busy.
It's going to continue to be crowded, but I hope Guerrero gets some more playing time.
So you're saying from a fantasy element, don't go pick up Alex Guerrero immediately.
I think you should.
Okay.
For now, but in 2 to 3 weeks, it could get even more complicated.
But definitely, on a daily look at Alex Guerrero, he's going to be in the lineup, and I'm going to be playing him.
I would. He's got, what, 8, 9 home runs already?
The Red Sox.
Eduardo Rodriguez made a start for the Red Sox. He's the nice minor league pitcher. He got big 7 innings, no run baseball in his debut. He earned himself a second start this coming Wednesday. Daniel Nava placed on the 15-day DL with a thumb strain. And in a little-known trade that didn't get covered by the national news, the Red Sox traded cash for the rights to Carlos Piguero. Why do we need another outfielder? Because the Red Sox can't seem to keep anybody healthy with, you know, Nava going down and Rusney Castillo not being very good.
The Reds.
Johnny Cueto returns this week after a missed start on May 24th with an elbow strain. Devin Mesoraco was finally placed on the 15-day DL. I would say he's droppable.
So you're going to drop him so I can pick him up?
Sure, go for it.
The Rockies.
The Big Dick, Corey Dickerson, should be back later this week with 15 days of relaxing after his plantar fasciitis. And Justin Bourneau finally placed on the 15-day DL on May 29th with those concussion symptoms. I don't know when we're going to see Justin again.
Willian Rosario and
Ben Paulson are fantasy relevant.
The Royals.
Alex Rios is expected to be activated from the DL on May 30th. And Danny Duffy was sent to the DL.
The Texas Rangers.
They placed their reliever Neftali Felice on the DL. And Josh Hamilton returned this week and was the only person hitting for the Rangers. He had 2 home runs. And personally, his first at bat, standing ovation, the whole nine. He hits a double. Really nice moment. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it. For me, you know, listening to interviews with Josh Hamilton to the media and just him talking about the Rangers, it seems like the Rangers like Josh Hamilton more than Josh Hamilton likes the Rangers. Is that just me?
No, there's mutual love there. There's mutual love. It was such a touching moment to see Josh Hamilton get that standing ovation. They almost had to delay the game for it. And then he rips a double, and the whole stadium just went crazy. I don't think there's a player I'm rooting for more than Josh Hamilton this season.
See, I guess I'm in a different perspective of, you know, Josh Hamilton complained that the Rangers weren't willing to pay him enough. He went to the Angels because he wanted more money. You know, he's had, of course, all these drug issues, and, you know, it's interesting, I think, if anybody else had drug issues and they were trying to have a job and they kept failing because of it, I don't think we'd love the player because they kept failing because they kept falling off the wagon. It's just such an interesting dynamic of how, because he hits two home runs in a game, we can forget about all of his issues and we love him again. I don't know.
I mean, that is the way sports is. It's half about the personality of the players. And luckily, Josh Hamilton is a really nice guy, so you want to root for him. And don't get me started on forgiveness with goddamn A-Rod, all right?
I do love A-Rod.
No, you should hate A-Rod, and the Yankees should too. And I love Josh Hamilton way more than A-Rod. Oh, also, I got a sleeper closer pick for you. If they're out on waivers, Tolleson of the Rangers has officially taken that spot.
The Sox de Blanco. The White Sox, if you don't speak Spanish.
Jose Abreu is day-to-day with a bruised right index finger, and Avisail Garcia returns to the lineup on May 30th.
The Yankees.
Masahiro Tanaka is expected to make a start on June 3rd. I have no idea what to expect from that guy.
Excellence.
Slade Heathcott, who has been playing for Ellsbury, is headed to the DL. Ramon Flores gets called up to take his place on the 40-man roster.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Matt Adams underwent surgery May 29th. He is likely gone for the fantasy season, so you might as well get rid of him. Matt Holliday, he's been dealing with the flu, so he's day-to-day, but no big issues there. And John Jay was activated on Friday, so they got him back in the lineup. Doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, it's tough to pull any fantasy relevance from this news. Matt Adams is probably my favorite guy on that list, but he has been pretty bad this year. So it's not like you're going to miss his production because he never had any.
You know what I have to say? If you're looking for a good Matt to play on the Cardinals, Matt Carpenter, because he's batting second in the lineup.
Yep, the Ben's new strategy. Must be paying off. Although Matt Carpenter has been great, so you can't just pick the people that have already been great and say that's why you like them because they're in the second spot. You like them because they're great.
Or do I like them because they're in the second spot?
Maybe you just like saying two-hole.
I do like two-hole.
It's a good hole.
Two-hole from the Tulowitzki.
Wow. And John Jay is really not fantasy relevant either.
The player profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week's player profile is Eduardo Rodriguez. Eduardo made his debut for the Red Sox on Thursday, throwing 7 innings of shutout baseball and getting the win for the Sox. Fun facts about this outing. He is the youngest pitcher to throw 7 shutout innings in his debut since Dave Ford for the Orioles in 78. Ford won 4 more games in the majors for his career. It was the longest scoreless outing for a Red Sox in their debut since Billy Rohr in 1967. Rohr had 3 wins total in his career. Rodriguez was the first starter in almost 20 years to not allow a run in his debut. Von Eshelman in 1995 is the last one. Eshelman had a 6.07 earned run average in 3 seasons. Well, the names and stats are impressive, but Rodriguez will have another opportunity to showcase his skills Wednesday against the Twins.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
If you love Fantasy Baseball Weekly, we could use your help. Give us a shout out on iTunes, Stitcher. We need some ratings and reviews. And a little tip. If you write a review for us on iTunes, we will read it on next week's podcast.
I mean, where else do you get amazing info like start the second hitter in the batting order? I am here for you, Chris.
Ben, you're just making up
everyone.
Random advice. Fine, start the cleanup hitters. That's my advice for you fantasy players.
See, great advice coming from Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Get out your trunks, we're going swimming. The deep dive on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week's deep dive is Josh Donaldson. His best home run total in a season is 29, and his best batting average in a season is 301, but he has never put it together the way he has in 2015. But why? It likely has to do with his ballpark and the lineup around him. All of Donaldson's underlying numbers are on par with his career except for one, his home run to fly ball ratio, sitting at 21.9% this year, while his career home run to fly ball percentage is just 14.8. This is not surprising since in 2014, the Rogers Center had the third most home runs compared to the cesspool, dirty, filthy place in Oakland, which had the 21st most home runs. This stat is a combo of the hitters and the ballpark factors, and those are both the reasons why Donaldson is a legit MVP candidate this year.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Ben Korn, Chris Welter, sitting down with you to give you the best baseball podcast on the radio each and every week. It's the truth, Chris.
Except the radio part. Again, we're not live, we're not on the radio. You're living in your own world, Ben Korn.
This is so confusing. I just don't understand.
Again, you're the host. I'm hoping you're on top of it, but doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, so let's just talk about hitters, all right? I myself am more of a pitcher guy.
Okay.
You know, I love myself some Clayton Kershaw, some Michael Wacha, but it's good to kind of take a dive into some hitters and decide, you know, is this guy just struggling? Or is this guy doing really well? Or is this lucky? Or is this unlucky? And luckily, I've got you, Chris Welter.
Wow, very, very impressive with the wordplay.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I decided to pick a couple guys that I thought I like personally, and I decided to, you know, put them through your statistics brain that you've got.
Okay, sure.
And you can tell me, you know, is this guy getting lucky, or is this real life?
Sure. I know we did this with pitchers a week or two ago, good exercise.
And I like pitching, but, you know, sometimes I like hitting, too.
I'm more of a hitting fan, so let's roll.
First guy, Avisail Garcia. He's got a .327 batting average. I feel like he's getting lucky. You tell me.
So he's interesting. That's much higher, .327, than his career. And it's definitely driven by his .411 BABIP this season. But he actually has a very high career BABIP. His career BABIP is at .349. And in the minors, it's even higher than that. Little scary. 5% walk rate. That's pretty low. So that could mean you're... So my opinion, he's getting a little bit lucky. I don't think he's a .320, .330 hitter, but he does seem like he's a legit .290 hitter.
Nice. All right.
That's usable. That's very usable.
I can do .290.
It's the Fantasy Game of the Week.
Sadly, this week's Fantasy Game of the Week is not Mike Bolsinger. It is the Tampa Bay Rays in Anaheim to take on the Angels on Tuesday, June 2nd. Chris Archer takes the mound for the Rays, who is heating up again after a rough patch midway through the season. His last outing against the Mariners, he notched 12 Ks to go along with 8 innings of shutout baseball. He received a no decision, even though the Rays did end up winning 3-0. C.J. Wilson will be the man for the Angels. The man with the perfect hair hasn't gone past 6 innings in his last 3 while posting a line of 1-1 with an average of 3 runs allowed per game. Throw in Mike Trout and Body Armor Super Drink, and this one will be exciting to watch. Tuesday, June 9th, Rays at Angels is this week's Fantasy Game of the Week.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. Don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pictures, hit us up on Twitter at FantasyBBWeekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, welcome back. Ben Korn, Chris Welter, hanging out with you, discussing everyone's favorite segment, Tracking Chris/Ben.
Yeah, I gotta take a break from this segment real quick.
But, I mean, it's Tracking Chris/Ben.
We'll track it in a second. I gotta apologize to my boy MB, Max Bauer. Apparently we do have a blog.
Yeah, I didn't want to let you know about that. It's up.
So I didn't know.
I mean, mostly I just attack you on the blog, so I didn't want you to know that it existed.
Oh, interesting. So I'll have to set up my own blog, my anti-Benny Korn blog.
Yeah, but Fantasy Baseball Weekly is already taken .tumblr.com.
Yeah,
so you can do fantasybaseballweekly2.tumblr.com.
See, that's why I didn't know about it. I don't trust Tumblr. They don't even spell it the right way. It's like they just ignore the English language.
It's surprising.
Screw them.
Yeah.
We all speak English. You better speak it the right way. But sorry, Max. We do have a blog. You're correct.
But it is better for everyone listening to not contact us at our Tumblr, because I just use it to write dirty jokes.
All right. Well, there you go. Get some Benny Korn porn on our blog Tumblr.
So check us out on Twitter at Fantasy BB Weekly.
Yes, much more PG on Twitter.
But let's get to the real important stuff here, Chris. We got Tracking Chris and Tracking Ben. Okay? And I think that it's fair to say that Tracking Ben was better this week.
Yeah, you're on the up and up here. It's been a number of weeks since we started Tracking Ben to go along with Tracking Chris, and I think this is the first week you took me down.
I mean, I've probably taken you down before.
No, I've been very good.
Okay. So Tracking Chris, let's recap your guys. Mike Napoli was a very solid choice. He continues to play well, 300 average, one home run, four RBIs, four runs, and a double. Very good. Mitch Moreland, I was impressed by Mitch as well. A .241 batting average, three runs, three doubles, one home run, one stolen base. And you may be asking yourself, why am I not giving them A, B, C?
Right, the grading. Know,
the grade. I've decided I'm only going to grade you overall.
Ah, okay. That's fair enough. Sure.
Steve Pierce batted .200, two home runs, three RBI, two runs. Again, not bad. Chase Utley, not to be confused with Chase Headley, had a .211 batting average with three RBIs and just really nothing. And your pitcher for the week was Kendall Graveman, 5.2 innings, three earned runs, seven walks.
I think that's a typo.
That seems like a lot of walks. And four Ks. So no wins, maybe a quality start in there.
Nope, no quality start. It was 5.2 innings. No, it was pretty underwhelmed. Nobody really popped, unfortunately.
So, I mean, I will say that you did okay with the Napoli and the Moreland, and because of that, I'll still give you a C+.
All right, fair enough. I'll take that. That's all I really aim for. Let's move on to the Tracking Ben here, which did have some pop to it.
Hey! Why? Because his name is Ben Paulson.
Ben Paulson with the best mustache in baseball.
And I think you should pick him up in your leagues, if nothing else, just so you have that mustache on your
team.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's just great to look at. You'll find it that it makes a great desktop background. It makes a great picture to play with yourself, too.
Yep. It just did that this week.
It works on all levels. It also makes it for a great fantasy player. This week he batted .333 with four runs, one double, two dongers, and six RBIs. That is very solid.
For the people like myself that actually picked up Willen Rosario instead of Ben Paulson, make that change now and get rid of Willen. The management of the Rockies does not like Willen.
Yeah.
Pick up Ben Paulson.
It pisses me off because I do think Willen is a much better hitter. But, yeah, he really must have pissed somebody off in that clubhouse because they just keep playing Ben Paulson in the cleanup spot, too.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's even when they do play together, Willen's hitting seventh. Ben Paulson's hitting fourth, fifth. So he's definitely somebody to keep your eye on. And he's reasonably priced on daily as well.
Your pitcher for Tracking Ben last week, Mike Wright. Actually, he did fairly well. Five innings pitched, three earned runs, six hits, two Ks, and Ben's favorite thing, above all else, he got the win. So overall, I give you a solid grade. Ben Paulson led you here. I'm going to give you a B+.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you didn't get the quality start.
Okay. I mean, Mike Wright, I like strikeouts, too, to go along with the win. I was surprised that he didn't get the strikeouts, but...
Yeah, the whip and the Ks weren't that great for Wright, but it doesn't matter. Ben Paulson led your team last week.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was real nice. So, Chris, what do you got this week? Who are you looking at?
We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
Yes, I'm going to do much better. I got a repeat guy, actually.
See, I didn't know if this was something that you could do, and I know that you threw him down here, because I might just double up on Ben Paulson then again this week.
No, you can't do back-to-back weeks. What I'm frustrated is my boy Chris Colabello is still only 16% owned in Yahoo leagues. What are you doing?
I mean, we've been promoting this guy. I mean, he was our player profile last week. He's from Framingham. Pick him up.
This guy has been so red hot. He's basically repeating what he did last season for the Twins in the first month. And as we said, when he's hot, he's red hot. Go pick him up. There's no reason not to have him. Look, the last 30 days, Chris Colabello is hitting .379.
Wow.
All right, 4 home runs, 7 doubles. I mean, he's outpacing probably the first baseman on your team. I got to be real with you.
Yeah, the only issue with Colabello is he doesn't hit higher than 6th in the order. But when you look at that crew over there in the Toronto, I mean, yeah, you're not going to crack the top 5.
No, that's true. And he'll probably get bumped down a little bit more now with Jose Reyes and Devin Travis coming back. But yeah. I don't care. Chris Colabello just continues to rake, and they're going to keep playing him while he's raking. Another guy I really like, I know we talked about him for daily fantasy, but now we're 2 weeks into the hot streak, and that means you got to start taking it legitimately. Billy Burns on the Oakland Athletics is red hot. He's leading off for the team. Look, he's batting .307. He's got 7 stolen bases and 14 runs on the season. He looks phenomenal. I still don't really believe Billy Burns will do it all season, but you got to ride him while he's hot.
Well, and the one thing he added this week, which was surprising, was the home runs. 2 home runs this week, which was huge.
Good call. Yeah, he's not a power hitter. He's kind of a little guy, but he's feeling the flow. Go pick up Billy Burns. One last guy here. Actually, I think this is a repeat as well.
It is a repeat, yes.
And I failed miserably.
There's a decent chance that Billy Burns is also a repeat, I feel.
No, I definitely haven't done him. And I do have to apologize to my boy Big Rick, because he picked up Will Middlebrooks last time I recommended him, and he was terrible for you.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen again. I think Will Middlebrooks, by the time you realize he's good, sucks.
That's possible. But the last 14 days, he's batting .326 with 2 home runs. So I want to ride this streak while you can. So let's give Will Middlebrooks a try this week.
And no pitchers this week.
No, honestly, it's a short schedule. There's a lot of teams that have off on Monday and Thursday. And yeah, I just couldn't really find any pitchers that I enjoyed. So I want to get a better grade this week. So I'm just going to ignore the pitchers.
So you're basically saying go pick up Clay Buchholz.
Well, yes, definitely. If you can pick up Clay Buchholz, go get him. If you can trade for Clay Buchholz, go get him. Good Lord, he's going to be a top 20 starting pitcher by the end of the year. But now I'm ranting. Who you got this week, Ben?
I definitely don't got Clay Buchholz. He's going to be a bottom 20 starting pitcher this year. Guaranteed.
What
Ben
is the
Korn.
Bottom 20? What is it?
I'm not even sure, but it's definitely there.
Okay.
My guys, I like to pull some people out that, you know, literally should not be on your radar unless you're just watching Major League Baseball lineups. And what I do is, like I've said, I like that number 2 hitter. And right now, Joey Butler is the number 2 hitter for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Are you saying the 2-hole is Butler?
The 2-hole is Joey Butler.
All right. Big butts in the poo holes.
If you're in a league that strikeouts are counted, he might not be somebody you want to pick up, because he tends to strike out at least once a game, sometimes twice. So strikeouts are an issue, but he does bat second in the Tampa Bay order most times that he plays. And he has some power, some surprising power. He's only got 2 home runs this year, but I think you can see a little bit more. And he hit some doubles, so he's got some chance for some extra base hits, and has a solid average so far at, .287 this year. Another guy, Preston Tucker, he's batting a third for the Houston Astros, hitting right after Altuve, right before Evan Gattis. I would recommend picking him up. He's batting .315 on the year. Kind of the same action that Joey Butler's bringing to the table. Underrated guy, you know, may not pull a Nolan Arenado and go off, or Josh Donaldson, but should be consistent, should be about .300. We'll get in the lineup because he's been hitting consistently and getting some RBIs.
Yeah, Preston Tucker's minor league numbers are very solid. He was never a highly touted prospect, but when you got good numbers, it can translate to the majors.
And I'm going with the player profile, Eduardo Rodriguez, as my pitcher this week. He's going against the Twins. I think you've got some good lefty-righty matchups going on in there.
Yeah, a lot of right-handed batters on the Twins.
So, and he had a nice outing. 7.2 innings last week, no runs, 7 strikeouts. So I think you have a great chance of getting the win, and you have a great chance of getting at least a strikeout per inning.
That's solid.
So that is tracking Ben. What are you thinking, Chris? We're about done with this podcast. It's been a lot of fun. I know you like to give people kind of the two-star pitchers and who to look out for.
Right, I've got a couple two-star pitchers for you, but just one tip here. This is really the point in the season when you can make a trade on, again, that's why we went over the lucky and the unlucky hitters. This is about the time of the season when you can really capitalize on that, because we're 2 months in, or almost 2 months in, and players are going to start to normalize. Those ratios, those BABIP numbers, those are all going to start to normalize. So if you can see somebody that's getting unlucky and you want to go get him, now is the time. Start making some trade offers, guys. But yeah, let's do some two-star pitchers. Again, it's a tough pitching week. I struggled a little bit here. I want to shout out my boy Clay Buchholz. Look, he's only 40%
owned. Boo!
He's that was aggressive.
Yeah,
that
was pretty cool.
The only thing you should be booing is his haircut.
He is
40% owned in Yahoo leagues. That's way too low. I will continue to pound my chest that he will be a top 20 pitcher at the end of the year. And if you want to talk great matchups, he has it this week. He is home against Minnesota and home against Oakland. Those are two of the worst lineups in the league. Another guy, Kyle Hendricks, has now had two very solid starts in a row. He's only 15% owned in Yahoo fantasy leagues, and he is at Miami and at Washington. Lastly, we've got Jaime Garcia, the old man, who every year people underrate him. They don't think he's going to do it, and then he finishes rather well. He has come back off injury, looking very good. He is home against Milwaukee and at the Dodgers.
And some people to look at if you're looking for batting average over the last 2 weeks. Nori Aoki has been the best batting average.
Yeah, red hot.
He's killing it, batting .447. Another guy that's kind of surprising that could be a nice pickup. He plays catcher and first base is Francisco Cervelli. He's actually batting .433 over the last 2 weeks. Prince Fielder. He's just red hot. The best player over the last 2 weeks. He's batting .411.
Ben Korn, bring in the advice. Go pick up Prince Fielder, everybody.
I mean, I would recommend it. You know, I don't like going out on a limb, but I think that's my one opportunity to, you know, go out on a limb and tell people, you know, something they really need to do. Jay Bruce for Cincinnati, an outfielder, .390 batting average. He gets some home runs and such. He's also 82% owned. So most people probably already have Jay Bruce. But you know who they don't have? David DeJesus.
Oh, I thought you spoke Spanish. It's De Jesus.
David DeJesus.
Okay. That's more a gangster, yeah. But sure.
.389 over the last 2 weeks. He's only 4% owned. So you might want to look at him. In terms of doubles, I thought it was pretty interesting. Jason Kipnis over the last 2 weeks is leading the league in doubles along with a bunch of other guys. Josh Donaldson, Starling Marte, Randall Grichuk. Who's made his appearance on the St. Louis Cardinals, so keep him. He's a free agent, only 3% owned. Ian Desmond has 6 doubles. Johnny Peralta, 6 doubles. Brandon Belt seems to be finally putting it together with 6 doubles and 5 home runs over the last 2 weeks. And Michael Brantley also had 6 doubles. So just a couple guys, and I got to give a shout-out to my boy, also kind of your boy, A.J. Pollock. Over the last 2 weeks, he's been number 7 overall.
Not joking. I just pulled him up because I do want to say he is, I think he was the 23rd best player or hitter on the player radar last week.
Yep.
He is now the 18th.
Wow.
So he's climbing, and this, you know, there's not much you can do about it from a fantasy weekly perspective. But, man, if you drafted him, you're in good shape.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. There's a lot of opportunity out there for stolen bases. If you're struggling to get those stolen bases, of course, D. Gordon has led the league the last 2 weeks in stolen bases with 8. But after that, we talked about Jose Ramirez. He's got 5, and he's only 3% owned.
Low BABIP. He's going to be coming up on the average.
Billy Burns had 5, and he's only 15% owned. J.B. Shuck had 3, and he is 0% owned for the White Sox.
There you go.
So there's some opportunities there for some stolen bases if you're just getting burned on that every single time. And, of course, A.J. Pollock's got 5 stolen bases.
He's got, in the past week.
In the past 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Two weeks.
Two weeks.
Number.
So.
And just wanted to go over a couple quick pitchers that could be interesting. In the last 2 weeks, of course, Corey Kluber's leading the league in Ks. Max Scherzer's leading the league in Ks. But in terms of overall rank, Jacob DeGrom has been crazy good. But somebody who's really getting picked up a lot is Chad Bettis. So he's only 3% owned right now, but he keeps getting picked up more and more. Problem is he's on the Colorado Rockies. I don't know how well that's going to go for people. My boy Mike Wright, who I started last week, has continued to be really good. 2 wins and 2 starts, 12 Ks in 19 innings, only 21% owned. And we keep talking about Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. He continues to do really well. Less than one earned run over the last 2 weeks. 2 quality starts, a win, 11 Ks in 16 innings. And Noah Syndergaard is living up to expectations.
Man, the Mets rotation looks good.
Which do you like better, the Mets or the Nationals?
Right now, the Mets.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Even though Matt Harvey, I think there's something wrong with him. He seems to be struggling lately.
Well, there's a lot going on there. He has claiming he has a dead arm phase, but then he struck out 11 guys yesterday. So I'm not too worried about Harvey.
And give some props out to my boy Hector Santiago. He's been on a tracking bend. He just continues to kill it. That's all I really have, Chris.
That's good stuff. I hope you got enough names here. Hope you guys can win your leagues.
I feel like there's a lot in this episode. So hopefully, you know, we touched on somebody that you own.
Listen twice. Download 10 times.
And we will once again be doing our daily fantasy contest. Thank you for everyone that took part. Chris Welter made money on that. I did not. So that was kind of sad. I was leading at the beginning, and then I kind of fell off. So keep an eye out. We'll be posting about that on Fantasy BB Weekly on Twitter.
And we're going to play that on Tuesday this week, right?
Tuesday this week.
Gotcha. So. Yep. So we'll tweet out Monday and then again Tuesday morning if you want to join us.
And I guess that's it. Thank you, Chris Welter.
Thanks, Benny Korn. Good show.
And thank you for shipping up to Boston.
I thought you were going to sing Whitney Houston again.
Shipping up to Boston.
Gotcha.
I will always love you. That's not the right song.